Israel's Netanyahu seen praising American leadership in Syria airstrikes. The Aegis Alliance. Benjamin Netanyahu, Prime Minister of Israel, has been caught praising the United States-led airstrikes on targets in Syria that took place on Saturday, who warned that Iran's presence there endangers Syria further. U.S., French and British forces attacked Syria using airstrikes overnight as a response to an alleged chemical gas attack, killing dozens of Syrians this past week. U.S. President Donald Trump stated he is prepared to sustain the response until Assad's government stops its use of poisonous chemical weapons. Early this morning, under American leadership, the United States, France and the United Kingdom demonstrated that their commitment is not limited to proclamations of principle. Benjamin Netanyahu says in a statement in writing. Netanyahu says Syrian President Bashar al-Assad needs to understand that his provision of a forward base for Iran and its proxies endangers Syria. One Israeli official says their country was notified about the strikes before they happened. When being asked how much of a warning Israel had gotten, the official told Reuters, around 12 and 24 hours, I believe. When asked if Israel assisted in choosing targets, the official, who made his statement on the condition of anonymity, stated, not to my knowledge. A United States embassy spokeswoman gave confirmation to Reuters that Israel had indeed been notified before the strikes happened, but she was unable to provide further details. John Bolton, the recent U.S. National Security Advisor, spoke within the last 3 days with his counterpart in Israel, Mayor Ben Shabbat, for coordinating details of the United States-led attack, according to Haaretz. During Wednesday, President Vladimir Putin of Russia talked to Netanyahu, urging him to do nothing to destabilize Syria, according to a statement by the Kremlin. During a speech at a Holocaust memorial that took place on Wednesday, Netanyahu insisted action against the government of Syria. The events of the last days teach that standing up to evil and aggression is a mission that is incumbent upon every generation. Netanyahu stated earlier in the week, we saw the Syrian children who were slaughtered with chemical weapons. Our hearts were rent by the horrific sights. Russia, Syria, and Iran claim that Israel was responsible for an airstrike on a Syrian airbase on Monday, killing 7 Iranian military personnel. Israel has not confirmed nor denied this claim. Kyle James Lee, The Aegis Alliance. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 International License.